الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, on August 6, 2023, with a meeting with the commander's crew and families of the 86th flotilla of the Islamic Republic of Iran's Navy. The families of the martyrs still feel an emptiness due to the departure of their loved ones. Whatever we have is due to such sacrifices. Whatever we have is because of such nobility. We are all indebted to them. Every time I meet the families of the martyrs, I pray that God will keep them for the Iranian nation. I would like to share a few points about this great action taken by the Navy. The first point is that what you have accomplished is a clear example of the ayah, prepare against them whatever you can of power and war horses, the Holy Quran, Surah 8, Ayah 60. The Quran clearly instructs us with no interpretation needed to prepare against them. It is said to prepare whatever you can in the face of your enemies. You see, this is the Quran. It is not a mere religious possibility or an ambiguous narration. It is a clear ayah from the Quran. Prepare against them whatever you can.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
You need to increase your preparedness as much as possible. What you did was an example of these noble words. You increased your preparedness. You demonstrated your abilities. Even though the action you took was the result of the efforts that had previously been made, but this in itself became a precedent and a foundation for greater things that will be accomplished from here on. This is how it is. You did this preparedness. So the first point was that 86 flotilla's achievement was an example of the ayah, prepare against them whatever you can. What you did improved the confidence of our forces. It elevated the level of our military capabilities. It strengthened the belief of we can in the people's minds, and such a mindset is the basis of our progress. The enemy also backs away when it sees this. That is how it naturally is. In the continuation of the aforementioned ayah, it is stated, eyeing thereby the enemy of Allah. You need to increase your preparedness so the enemy feels that you are prepared. One of the things that encourages the enemy to attack is when it feels that the other side is passive, weak, and hesitant. Such a situation encourages the enemy to take action. But when it sees that you are awake, prepared, capable, and knowledgeable, it will naturally think otherwise.
Allah, I want to thank you. That you've done for me through all my years I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. Guide me.